Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sewer City.
What happened if I do too, though?
What's up? I'm your boy, Chaz.
Father Time. SinCity69.name.com.
What's up, you Miss Toy? What's up, baby? Y'all know what the deal is. Once again, hot topics. We gonna air whatever we wanna air. We gonna talk about whatever we wanna talk about.
Give it to me, Daddy.
Tripping right about now. I don't...
What?
I said my phone tripping right about.
Man, you breaking
you
up bad,
now?
Bro.
Yeah,
I said you breaking up
now,
bad.
Bro. I said can you hear me now? Can you
hear
me
now?
Oh, that we good.
I can hear you now.
Ms. Taylor?
Hello. Hey.
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
What's the word?
Man, I'm chilling. What y'all doing?
Okay. You're not going to sleep tonight?
I know
what you did last night. I know you went to sleep. I ain't crazy.
Wow.
We got Miss Butter starting in early. Miss Butter, what's up, baby?
Oh, nothing much. It's me and Miss Candy online just... Ready to...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We got butter and candy. Mm. I don't know how that works. Do we spread the butter on top of the candy? How does this work?
So you have sweet candy in your mouth, and I'm spread it all over your body.
Oh, shit. Sound like a plan to me.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Candy?
All right, and yourself?
I'm good, baby. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. How you doing, Toy?
I'm good.
Y'all get on Toy's ass because y'all know Toy acted her ass last night.
I'm told you she wasn't asleep. She was getting it in. She had us on speakerphone. She had us on speakerphone while she was getting some head. That's what that was.
It's all good.
Y'all wouldn't believe it. Is she right?
Mm-hmm.
She right. My fault. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting distracted.
Well, I got some females on the line tonight, so I'm finna start this early. Yeah, you don't mind if I start this a little early, do you, brother Timer?
No, man, I'm trying to work through these difficulties I'm having right now, man. What you do?
Oh, okay. Now, my thing, I want to talk about Sweetest Day.
When is Sweetest Day?
It's coming up, ain't it? Yeah, it's Saturday.
Yeah, damn.
Mm. All right, now, I gotta ask this question.
Oh, my God.
Now, from my understanding and what I've been known to believe is that Valentine's Day is for the men, for the women, and Sweetest Day is for the men.
You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You are correct. Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sweetest Day is for us, right?
Yeah. It's for you, boo. It's for you.
Yeah.
Now, I done been over it with Time. And Time would never heard of Sweetest Day.
What?
Oh, well, I know you have to be the sweetest, so.
Wow.
Now, my man said he never heard of Sweetest Day. He said that, it was never brought up to him. And,
was he in a relationship at the time of this time of month? Because he might not be in a relationship
October
around
October. Might not
October.
Be his month.
Right. He might have been acting up. You know, if he's acting up, then she said, fuck it.
Right.
Nah, I don't know. Nah. So, now, we all in agreement, right? We all in agreement tonight. Sweetest Day is for the man.
Yes, it is.
Okay, the Sweetest Day coming up. I know, I ain't going to say y'all got a man, but I know y'all got that one certain something that y'all going to do something for.
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do for
at work? Oh. Well.
Oh, that's just the hotline going. That's just the hotline.
Oh, okay. Well, me myself, I'm gonna give him some. That's what I'm gonna do. let him think I'm doing something for him, but it's really for me.
See, you're a selfish motherfucker. You know that. You are a selfish motherfucker. For real.
Only when I have to be.
I will tell you, I don't want that shit. I want the motherfucking witch hunk up. That's a given. I want a motherfucking gift. That's a given. I'm breaking my neck buying you chocolate and all type of good shit for Valentine's Day. You talking about you gonna give me some pussy? Come on now, you gotta
Yeah.
You gotta do better than that. So in other words, you saying all he gets is for Sweetest Day is pussy. And that brings me to my another case. Why is Sweetest Day not taken seriously?
Depending on how serious that man has taken Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
and then on top of that, you never know. You know, if they fucking up all October, then it's very hard for you to.
Nigga, motherfucker, y'all fuck up all February. You think I'm on? It's the same. What, the 15th, the 16th? Y'all fuck up from them 15 days too.
I'll be on my best behavior.
You a damn lie. Come on now. I know you ain't been on your best behavior. This show started in February. You was acting ass way back then.
Hey, my baby daddy was locked up too, so shit.
So come on with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Come on with the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. My baby daddy was locked up at that time, so it didn't, you know. I didn't have nobody treating me good for Valentine's Day. Ain't that shit?
Well, I mean, shit. But now, let's keep it real, man. Come on, come on. Let's
and
keep
I'm
it supposed real,
to. I don't see how I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to have to pray on that one. Wow. He been locked up. He been locked up all of this time now. He get out. He ain't acting right, and I'm supposed to be all good and just hook him up for Sweetest Day, and I didn't get nothing for Valentine's Day. And
well,
he went to jail on my...
Up, well, how could he give you anything?
Hmm?
He was locked up. What could he give you?
He shouldn't have got locked up
why
in the
first
place.
Why are you yelling?
Because he is really heated over this situation. You hear me? He heated.
Man, because y'all pissing me off with this. Well, I mean, motherfuckers trying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all motherfuckers
see, if I had a motherfucker
right.
trying, then, oh, I would take care of him. Please believe me.
You know what? Now, you need to quit. Seriously. You really need to quit. Tommy, you with me, dog?
I'm back with you, man. What's up?
Okay, man. I'm having a technical difficulty right about now, so, man. You gotta look out and be looking out for me, cause I'm technical difficulties right now.
Mm.
But I'm gonna talk my shit though. Ain't that wrong with my mouth?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been hollering all while he was locked up. How you couldn't wait till he got home?
Mm-hmm.
Now he got home and you talking shit about him. Come on, man. The Sweetest Day's coming up. Quit acting crazy.
Well,
what the fuck is Sweetie's Day?
This is our holiday. This
is a special
day
for the men. It's like a Valentine's Day for men.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I feel sorry that you haven't been able to experience that such a beautiful day.
Shit, evidently something wrong with you. Your motherfucker better experience that beautiful day. Shit, you talking about I'm going to get some pussy. Yeah, you're not going to just give me no pussy. I'm sorry, I get that every day. I want something that I don't normally get.
Well, considering I cut him off of the coochie, he will be very proud and happy for that, you know.
You can't be serious. You can't be serious with that.
What?
You cannot be serious talking about no yo pussy. Yeah, I mean, come on, man. We done been through this too many times, baby. It's a whole thing about we trying to understand this better, that your pussy ain't no more important than a man's dick.
Yes, it is. And
no,
then on top of that, remember that, like I said, I cut him off of it, so he ain't been getting it. The last time he got it, you know, he's wanting it real bad right now. So if I give it to him on Saturday, he'll be very happy.
Good plan.
And
he
then I cook,
yet.
Huh?
He ain't grew up yet.
I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. So he'll be really happy. I am dealing
that.
With a young, huh?
You admitting that. You admitting that your man ain't grew up yet.
I told you my baby daddy is young. I told you that.
You won't tell us how young, though.
Oh, well, he's young enough that he ain't grew up that much to where he'll probably be he might not even know anything about Sweetest Day, really.
Good.
He might be just like Father Time, not even know about it.
That's fucked up.
I know, ain't it?
No, seriously, all bullshit aside, that's fucked up.
How?
Candy, you feel the same way?
Well, he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, you feel the same way.
That's up to him. I mean, I'm not going.
What you mean that's up to him? Sweetest Day is supposed to be the day you get to him. What you mean?
I ain't giving him shit.
You ain't giving him shit.
He ain't even getting no pussy. We can move around and go do what he got to do to get it.
Shit. That's fucked up. Man, y'all some monkey motherfuckers for real. Y'all, man, I'm having a computer difficulty because y'all will get booed the fuck off of here right now.
Wow.
That's how you feel tonight.
God don't like ugly. He don't like ugly.
You say what? God don't like what?
Ugly.
He ain't too crazy about cute neither.
You try to get
your looks.
I mean, y'all sitting there saying this, and I mean, listen to y'all sound like some gold digging ass.
I mean,
bars.
What the hell
no.
do you do for your woman on Valentine's that makes you so upset for him just to do whatever he wants to do on his day?
What, huh? You just lost me.
I said, I mean, you getting all upset, and all I said was he can do what he wants to do because he works 12 hours 4 days a week. So
you're
I'm
telling
gonna
me
let him
because
do whatever
no,
he
no,
wants to do.
No, that's not what you said. You said he ain't.
He
can do
whatever
he wants to do. He ain't getting no pussy.
He can go out and do whatever he wants.
You're not going to give him none? If he come home and say, well, I want you?
Well, I mean, if he does that, that's different. But as far as I'm concerned, he can go do whatever he wants to do.
But this your dude.
See, that's why I ain't never heard of it. That's why I never heard of it goddamn day.
He's just a convenience right now.
This is what it is. It's like this. In my situation, my baby daddy got locked up on my birthday 2 years in a row. Okay, and the last year he was gone for 18 months. So I didn't get all of that extra special loving and all of that. And then, like I told you before, he was running his mouth about what it was going to be, and now he's home, and it ain't what he said it was going to be. So,
okay, whoa.
I'm not going to go in my pocket. Listen, please let me
speak. No, I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to listen.
That's not fair. Because I'm trying to explain myself so that you can understand what I'm saying, and you're not going to let me speak. No, you haven't heard this. No, you haven't heard this.
So, okay, I tell you what, we're asking from a woman's point of view.
Please let me finish.
Troy?
Yes.
Have we not heard this from Butter time and time again?
Yes, but she got a right to speak her heart. She's not understanding her. It might be different this time.
Now, listen, I do have children to take care of. And I'm doing it all by myself. So whatever I do for him, I can't go out and take him out to eat and buy him chocolates and all that other kind of stuff that I didn't even get. But I ain't tripping. I can't do none of that. But I can, you know what I'm saying, be romantic in the household if he even come over here on Saturday. What I'm saying is, shit, he might have
an issue. He just said he don't even know what it is, so why the fuck would he go?
I'm not sure if he knows what it is, because he was locked up last October. I don't know if he knows what it is.
Did you say, well, baby, Sweetest Day is Saturday? Come on home.
We ain't been talking this week, so no.
No, not at all. Should have thought about that last week when you started to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, so this is bitter broad day, huh? That's what this is. Bitter broad day.
I mean, I didn't choose to be a bitter broad. He chose to be have excuses out the ass. You know, I didn't choose to do. You know, he chose that. He got an excuse why he can't come home every day.
Timer, please tell me we got somebody else on the other line.
I mean, shit.
I mean, because this is just ridiculous. Man. You're just being ridiculous now.
I'm being ridiculous, seriously.
Yes,
if the relationships were better, they would get better, but...
Toy, you think I'm being ridiculous, seriously?
Who are we talking to?
Toy.
Did she leave?
I guess so.
Toy.
She must have stepped up for a hot second.
Toy, do you think that I'm being ridiculous?
No.
Thank you.
And why not?
Because they haven't even been talking. If he to get out and he's acting an ass already.
Come on, she got mad at him. She got mad at him because he had just got home and he.
Exactly.
He,
you didn't let me finish. He didn't get. Go ahead.
No, finish your thing. I really want to hear what you got to say.
Nope.
He's been home since the beginning of September.
Yeah, and your whole argument was that he didn't watch the kid, he didn't watch the baby when I felt he needed to.
I've been doing it all by myself.
And you been acting an ass with that man. Okay, he went to jail. You keep saying he made a mistake. Now, you sat there and you told us out your mouth that, hey, it wasn't his fault that he even went to jail. Did you not?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so now you're penalizing him. You're penalizing him now, but yet still, the whole time he was locked up, what you kept telling us, it wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault he went to jail. I mean, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
You wrong.
You can say that, but you know I'm not.
Well.
Now, I mean, just be honest with me now. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. Your words was, it was not his fault that he went to jail.
It wasn't his fault that he went to jail because he didn't burn the Rice house. But at the same time, it was his fault because, first of all, I told him about the dude he was hanging out with. I told him about what was going to happen if he kept hanging out with him. But instead, he wanted to not listen to the person who had his back the most. He didn't want to listen to me. So he made the choice of going hanging out with somebody that was going to get him in trouble.
Okay. Now. When Miss Toy told you that, you said it wasn't his fault. Miss Toy,
right.
Are you here?
I'm listening, nigga.
Ain't that what you? And when you told her that, this wasn't her words. It wasn't his fault. Right?
Okay, so it ain't his fault. He's acting an ass since he's been out.
Oh, good girl. Candy, don't go there. Don't go there, Candy.
He's acting
don't
an
go
ass.
There, Candy. Because, acting an ass now.
Just because he got out don't mean his baby disappeared. He still has responsibility.
Exactly.
Regardless to the point.
Damn boy.
I'm pretty sure, Cass, that you take care of your responsibility. I'm pretty sure of that.
Not many do.
I do.
Don't make excuses for the man that don't.
Hey, I do.
Okay, now hold on. Let me just say this, man. I understand what you're saying, but this is not the image you portrayed to us.
Get your phone. You just got here.
This is not the image you portrayed to us about this man. That's why I feel like you just being a little spoiled ass brat. Because the image you portrayed to us is that this man is a good man. He got caught in a bad situation.
And
that's the image you portrayed to us. Now you're coming back saying that this man ain't shit. Now which one is it?
I still feel like, you know what I'm saying, he has good qualities and he has good qualities and everything, but at the same time, he's not making the right decisions right now. And in that case, right now he's not on my good side. I can't help that. I've explained to him, every time I've had a problem, I didn't just bite my tongue and get angry and not say anything. I explained to him what I didn't like, what I wanted to change, you know, and I sat and waited, and things have not changed. I didn't give him an ultimatum. I didn't say that. I said that I need things to happen. I need this to happen so that I can know that this is what you want. I need this to happen.
Lord, wait, whoa. You know what? We tonight is intimate in Cali.
Hold on, Janine been waiting a while. Janine, how you doing?
I'm fine.
What's up, Janine?
Hi, Janine. Please. Hello.
Hey, baby. I'm sorry. I didn't see you all because I was having technical
Kaz in here jumping down my throat, Janine.
Really? Oh, I wasn't even about to call in because then nobody say nothing to me. I was on hold for five or more minutes.
I was about to do my own shit.
Oh, baby.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Because he was on here snapping on me.
No, that wasn't it. Baby, I'm sorry. What happened was I was having technical difficulties. What I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest. I hit the plug on the damn computer, and I had to reboot my whole computer. That was the whole thing. I'm sorry. Now I'm on, and I see you right there. I'm sorry, baby. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay. You know me. You go too far back. You know, you come back from the beginning of the show. We go too far back for you to be acting like that.
Did you see how nice
he's
getting to her?
I'd be nice to you if you weren't sitting there talking crazy. I love you, brother. I love you to death. But come on, brother. We all have been on this show. We all done listened. Now all of a sudden, Miss Toy want to be on her bell bashing kick. So now she don't want to agree with what she done said in the previous show. But we going to archive Toy, and we going to let her hear what the hell she said.
Because when we first started this show, you were talking like dudes like God's gift.
I was talking like he was God's gift.
You didn't find nothing wrong with this man. The only thing you said was wrong with him was he was young. That's it. Everything else was great. Now all of a sudden.
I you know what? And I have quit smoking reefer since then. I'm.
He's in a daze.
Well, let's go.
Okay. Well, now hold on now. You done spoke. Janine have been here since day one, too. Janine, baby.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know about the situation with her man, right?
Yeah.
Now, did she or did she not speak so highly of this man?
No.
When he got out, everything was going to be about the right. Come on, keep it real.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's what he said. When he got out, everything was going to be about the right, but it hasn't been.
But wait a minute. Now, hold on. Now, I'm pretty sure that Janine is very red, Janine, Mr. Show. Janine.
I would say she was more excited that he was coming home. I can't remember if she really talked about, like, he was the best thing ever or something like that, but
she was excited
that he was going to be back.
Yeah.
Now, Janine, let's keep it real now. Let's keep it real. When y'all told her, go fuck, go get her some dick, she was like, he was a good man, he just got caught up in that bad situation. I remember you and Toy giving her the third degree. Girl, if he was over there, he ain't had no business being over there. He shouldn't have been there in the beginning. Now, am I right?
I remember saying that.
And y'all remember her answer, right? Y'all remember her answer. Girl, he just got caught up in a bad situation. He wasn't trying to do nothing. He was just standing there. But when the police came, he was on the porch. Now all of a sudden, he ain't shit. Come on, now.
I didn't say he ain't shit. I just said he ain't doing shit right now. And because he ain't doing shit, I don't feel like I should break my neck to make him feel good.
All right. Anyway,
it's Wednesday, and I didn't say I wouldn't make him feel good. I just ain't finna break my neck to do it.
That's the question they had tonight, Janine. We started off with the sweetest day thing.
Oh.
Now who gives
what? What about sweetest day?
Now I was asking. You know, they said sweetest day You know, I've heard Sweetest Day is for the men, Valentine is for the women. Is that true?
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
Right, so, I mean, she said the only thing she gave him for the Sweetest Day is the pussy. But now, I mean, like, my thing was on Valentine's, don't you expect at least a box of chocolates?
Yeah, I said something.
And on Valentine's Day, you can go to Walgreens and get a box of chocolates 50% off.
Hey.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know what? See, that's the problem with y'all. Us as men, we don't care. We can get a damn clunker truck. As long as you gave us something, we good.
Okay. And giving you pussy is great then.
Ain't it?
No, shit. Well, I get that every day. I don't need that for
Sweetest
Day.
They can get that from anywhere.
No.
There we go. There we go. Now, spoken like a true lady. Spoken like a true lady.
Oh, she a lady now. We bravo and shit, but she a lady because she on his side.
Spoken like a true lady. Yeah, because pussy comes a dime a dozen. She just that's just the truth. Pussy comes a dime a dozen. I can get pussy from anywhere.
That is how men see it. They can get from anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sweetest Day, we look at Sweetest Day like, hey, this is our day. This is the day our girl going to do something special for us. Oh, come on, get this pussy. I mean, what's your day? What's so special about this today?
Well,
what's so special about
Snickers
today?
Bar and call it a day.
Give me a Snickers bar, call it a day. Okay, we got Sunshine on here. Sunshine, what's happening, baby? Sunshine?
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Nothing. Tired.
Tell him to let you go to sleep. What?
Not nothing.
tonight we just started off. We talking about Sweetest Day. We talking about Sweetest Day tonight.
Okay.
All right, now it Sweetest Day for the man or the woman?
It's for the man.
Okay.
It depends on what the man can give you too. Every man can't just go out and get you diamond rings and bracelets, and if you know he had that type of money in the first place. If that's what he can afford is some chocolates or flowers or whatever, then that's what you should expect.
I mean, because you really shouldn't expect. I mean, you know what? You took the words right out of my mouth. See, we be on the same page, girl. That's all. I like you. Don't run, because you got on here talking crazy and reckless tonight. Why don't you get on here hugging tonight? Because I wanted tonight to be a real peaceful show. But you started this shit, butter.
Whatever.
Big. Oh, okay. I got my boy Big on the line. Big, what's happening,
Pippin? Oh, Lord.
Hey, what's going down,
Pippin? Pippin. What's up, Big?
Hey, what's happening?
Here we go.
All right, man. We talking about the Sweetest Day thing, man.
Oh, well, we already know that's wrong, man. We ain't got a day, man. Every day is for the women, man. We ain't got no day, man. They gave
I'm so happy that he said that.
Man, took that
back. Oh, thank
you.
He's not saying that in a good way. What the hell y'all talking about thank you for? He's upset.
Right, I
ain't saying that. No, thank
he
you.
Wasn't
no.
saying that
in
a good way.
Right, that wasn't
in
a good way.
That wasn't in a good way.
No, not a good
not
way.
A good
that's
thing.
Bullshit.
That is, and Big, would you tell him that's some bullshit?
That is some bullshit. We don't get a day at all, man. I'm telling you, they gave us Father's Day and took it back.
That's right.
Hold on, Big. I'll give you one better. Mother's Day, the least they get is the number one mom pendant. You know what we get? Some fucking socks.
Right.
The motherfucking socks.
No, and we might get a homemade card, one of them homemade dad cards, you know. that they wrote on one of them old mama cars. They took the line off there and wrote it on one of them dad cars.
Yeah, but the fucked up part is the one that's giving it to you, she's 16. What the hell? You, I know I gave you plenty of fucking money. I couldn't get a fucking real card?
Exactly.
Bullshit.
I think we're going to have to come up with our own day or something, man, to get us something out of this deal.
Ain't that the thought that counts?
Right.
You know what? You know what? You
especially
you,
when it comes to your babies.
Candy, don't go there. Don't go there.
Candy. I'm telling you.
Candy,
when your
please.
Babies give you something, it's the thought that counts.
You already just said you ain't giving a nigga shit. So what are you talking about?
Oh, I'll make him a little card with this, my kids' paper.
Damn.
That's some sorry shit.
I got color pencils right here.
I color your pencil, all right. I got a color pencil for you, too. A big black crayon.
That's my favorite color.
Right.
You know what? I'm not... You know, y'all not getting no love from me tonight. Y'all not getting no love from me tonight because y'all wrong. Y'all are dead wrong. Y'all are dead, except for you, Janine. Now, Janine's the only one that kept it real tonight. Mm-hmm. Now, Miss Tua.
Yep.
You know you're wrong.
Why do you say that? What is the question about?
I mean, you said that
real thing. We didn't say what he wanted us to say.
No, because that's wrong. Y'all all agree that. Okay, so you feel like okay. So that let me get this right. With the exception of Janine.
Mama.
Mm-hmm. With the exception of Janine. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Before I say this, let me go back to Sunshine. Sunshine, baby.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you did say it was for the men. Do you feel like sex is just enough for the man?
The sex is just enough.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you give him some pussy for sweetest day, he good.
No, really.
Huh?
Not really, no. Because,
so you feel,
I mean,
you feel he deserve a gift, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean... hell, like they said, a stick is bar something. Just something.
Yeah. But see,
okay,
the whole thing is, most females go by what they get for Valentine's Day. Now, you know what type of man you already got. And you know, if he takes you out to a nice restaurant, you know, he serves something. But you also know if you got one of them niggas to be like, shit, I ain't know you wanted nothing. Well, come Mother's Day, that motherfucker be like, you ain't my mama. I mean, them the motherfuckers that don't get shit. That's the type of nigga I wouldn't get shit for.
If you got a good dude, you should be right.
Oh, man, is somebody driving on a bus or something?
Right. Did I mean
you on a bus?
Oh,
okay, now I gotta tell you. You come to me and you talking about you finna buy me a motherfucking candy bar. Candy? You listening to me, Candy?
I'm listening, boo.
All right, now, if you come with a candy bar, say, well, hey, if you want some chocolate, here's a candy bar. This is what I'm going to have to tell you.
You better take your ass to the store with that.
I did. I brought it from the store. Shit.
No. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't come to me with no candy bar. All right, now, Janine.
And a homemade
baby.
Card.
Janine, baby, you hear me? All right.
I'm here.
Help me out here. Get a woman some insight on what sweetest day is about. Please.
It is just about doing something for the man. That's all it is. Just like we get Valentine's Day, we get basically all the rest of the days. So Sweetest Day is supposed to be for the guy.
We get 364, they can have one.
And even if, well, me, myself, you know, what I didn't go about what I got for Valentine's Day. I mean, I just didn't. I mean, he got me something. But if I know I made more money than her, and if that's what I felt like getting him was a gold watch or something like that, and that's just what I did because that was from my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't just not just get him something, oh, well, you only got me a $10 box of chocolate. Well, if I knew that's all he can give me, then I appreciated what he did, but.
That's what I'm talking about.
But that's just me. You know what I'm saying?
It's not just you. I'm the same way. I believe in taking care of my man. Because, see, if you take care of your man, you ain't got to worry about your man roaming.
Exactly. We are the ones that uplift the men. That's what our jobs are for. That's what we are here to do.
Hey, fucking man.
If you got to down your man and dog your man, then
you don't
need
to be with him.
Because he ain't no man.
Then that's not the one you need to be with.
Exactly.
That's how I see it.
Exactly.
I hear that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you really? Do you really better?
Yes, I do.
Well, if you're hearing it, why is you doing what you're doing? Don't you got to do what you do when you did what you did to me, Alvin?
I'm trying to be patient. I'm trying to be patient. Lord, help me.
Oh, wow.
All right, y'all, look. Let's all just relax. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a song right now. We're going to get our relax on, and we'll be right back with y'all. A couple ticks.
Hello?
What's up?
What's up, baby?
I need you right now.
What you doing?
I'm all alone in my room, laying on my bed sheet. Come undress me, I'm feeling so sexy.
Are you feeling so sexy?
I'm feeling so sexy. Come undress me, I'm feeling so sexy. My body's so tight and I'm needing you to stretch me. Come undress me, I'm feeling so sexy.
You feeling so sexy?
I'm feeling so sexy. Come undress me, I'm feeling so sexy.
Well, I'm way over on the south side, cruising in the light. But I'ma make it to your crib in about 4 minutes flat. Keep talking how you talking, baby, what you got on?
I got a black lace bra, leather boots, and a thong.
Well, I'll be there in the double. Expect when I step through the door that it's about to be some motherfucking trouble.
Ooh, what you gon' do?
Sweat you out till you thirsty, pin your body to the ground and have you begging for mercy.
Ooh, baby, wait a minute, you in my head. If I'm woke up, if I'm dreaming, I see you in my bed. See you making me, and you making me hit. Now hurry up and make it to me, cause you making me wet.
I'm driving fast as I can, baby, hold it together. Cause when I get you in my arms, I'ma hold you forever. Get you wet as Niagara Falls, a rebel with a cause. I'll be breaking down the dough, so tell me where you are.
I'm all alone in my room, laying on my bed sheet. Come undress me, I'm feeling so sexy.
Are you feeling so sexy?
I'm feeling so sexy. Come undress me, I'm feeling so sexy. My body's so tight and I'm needing you to stretch me. Come undress me, I'm feeling so sexy.
You feeling so sexy?
I'm feeling so sexy. Come undress me, I'm feeling so sexy.
See, you got me eager as a beaver. See, this the type of shit gets you the keys to the Beamer or some cheese if you need it, cause you got that good, good. You love it how I beat it, like you stole it when you throw it, cause we keep it hood, hood. And I wish you would be my slave for the night. We could turn the bedroom into my cave for the night.
I'll be your favorite delight, and make me call you daddy while I'm taking the pipe. You making me bite, I feel you pushing through me. I need that type of loving and to put you to sleep. I wish you could see.
Well, I could see it if you want me to. We could get the camera, we could roll.
in driveway and coming to get ya.
I'm all alone in my room, laying on my bed sheet. Come undress me, I'm feeling so sexy.
Are you feeling so sexy?
I'm feeling so sexy. Come undress me, I'm feeling so sexy. My body's so tight and I'm needing you to stretch me. Come undress me, I'm feeling so sexy.
You feeling so sexy?
I'm feeling so sexy. Come undress me, I'm feeling so sexy. Hey baby,
what's up?
Took you long enough.
Yeah, I'ma make it worth the wait, so later. Good people.
Yes.
Good people. All right, now, look at him. Now, me and brother, we have some discrepancies. All right, but now, nevertheless, I still love you, baby. But my whole thing was that I was not understanding because, I mean, what I'm saying is that you built this man up. I mean, and I'm not the only one on here to believe that. And I wish y'all talked with me. We thought this guy was gonna come home being a good guy. We thought that he was a good guy. We thought he was everything you said.
And I honestly feel like when he is here, I'm happy. But when he's not, and I call on him because I need him, and he don't make an effort to do what I need him to do, then I get upset. I'm hurt about the situation. So, like I said, I might have controlling issues, so I'm working on that. But at the same time, I know that I'm worth so much more. So,
hold on. I understand this woman concept with, I'm worth so much more, and I'm worth this, I'm worth that. I understand the concept. Don't get me wrong. I do understand that concept. But, I mean, y'all also got to look at the stuff that y'all, I mean, it's what you're going to tolerate. It's what you're going to, you know what I'm saying? If you going, I mean, if you feel like this man, if you look inside of him and say, okay, he's a good person, all right, I could deal with him. I mean, don't deal with him sometime and then say, okay, no, I ain't dealing with him next week. Then, okay, I'm going to deal with him now, but I ain't going to deal with him next week. That ain't going to do nothing, but, I mean, you're going to make him conflicted. He's going to be like, man, fuck this shit.
Okay, all right. All right, check this out, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. We're going to
change the subject. All
right, check this out. How many of y'all watch porno? Everybody's seen porno, right? Everybody's seen porno.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many of y'all seen pornos where they use condoms?
A lot of them.
Back in the day when I first started watching them.
Now, would you rather watch?
I've seen some now they use them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but my question is, would you watch a porno where they use number rubs through the whole porno? Would you watch that?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I would.
That's 1 year.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
The market is like the hit, one of, yeah.
I mean,
now, the reason I say that is somebody in California tested positive for HIV. He's a porn star. He gave it to 3 other women.
What?
Now they're trying to make it where all pornos, everybody got to use rubber. Now the porno people are saying, well, if we do that, then you know that's gonna cost us money. People want to see the actual, you know, the real thing.
Right.
Now my
right,
question
can
is,
can I answer that, dog?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know this is gonna sound fucked up, but I don't want to watch no porno if they're using rubbers. Go get checked out. Do what y'all got to do. Well, you know what I'm saying? Fuck. No, I want to see the fucking. I don't want to see the rubber. I'm sorry. I don't want to see the rubber.
That means you're looking too much at his penis.
Right.
I'm looking too much at his penis.
Whoa, whoa.
Wait. Hold on, brother. Wait a minute.
I am not trying to start no shit with you tonight.
Yeah, you are. And I'm gonna have to tell you this right now.
Go $5 ass down before I make change.
All right, Daddy.
Because you was wrong for that. It's not the fact that I'm trying to look at his penis. It's just the fact that I mean, hell, if I'm going to do all that, I might as well watch myself.
Okay, well, let me go down the line. Miss Toya, would you watch a porno where everybody's using rubber through the whole movie, yes or no? Would you buy it? Would you buy one? Miss Toya? Okay. All right, Butter, would you buy one? Would you have to spend money on a porno where they're using rubbers through the whole movie?
If Mr. Marcus is one of the people in it,
don't matter who's in it. I don't know who in it. But would you buy it?
Yeah.
What about you, Candy?
Yes, I would.
Okay, Janine.
You said with a condom?
They use rubbers through the whole movie.
No.
Ain't nobody going wrong.
No.
You wouldn't buy it?
No.
Well, that's 2-2. Sunshine, would you buy it?
I mean, it don't matter to me. It's porn to porn. I ain't the one fucking him. If he got a condom or if he don't, it don't matter to me.
Well, I'm just saying, if it did matter, which one, hypothetically, would you spend money on a porno?
If he got one or not, it doesn't matter.
It's got to be difficult.
I'm not being difficult. I'm being real. Porn is porn. Shit.
Well, she's answering yes.
If he's still gonna flip her around and put her legs behind her head and give her some good head, then that's still something to watch.
A condom don't paralyze you.
Okay, but now, all right, Cass, tell me why you wouldn't buy it. Because you don't want to see the rubber, right?
It just takes away the effect of it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, that's just like you watching Arnold Schwarzenegger in an action movie, and you know what I'm saying? He only can shoot 10 times because the budget says, well, he only can shoot 10 people, but there's 15 motherfuckers out there. I mean, come on, man. This is what you grew up watching.
Okay. You mean you said no too, right? Why?
Oh, I can't talk right now.
Oh, you so nasty.
What?
So nasty.
All right, Ms. Toy, would you buy it, yes or no?
She can't talk either.
Ms. Toy, are you with us? Hello?
I have to come to work. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
I have to come to work right quick. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Just want to miss call.
That is so strange. I wish they had like a heat, but with the
what they don't.
Okay.
What the hell?
Okay, wait, what's going on here?
He's
we got Janine talking about she can't talk right now. We got Toy talking about she at work. What's going on tonight?
She enjoying herself right now. I want to hear what she doing.
Janine, they trying to hear what you're doing. Janine?
What?
Yeah,
they trying to hear
girl.
What you're doing.
Get it in.
I just don't have a good signal. I'm in a store. Hello?
Okay.
Okay. Can't. Yes. We're all over the place tonight, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Gotta make that
everywhere.
Money.
Hello. All right, let me ask you another question. Ladies, might sound yeah. kind of fucked up, but fuck it. If a man offered you $1 million, you knew he had something. You didn't know what.
Hell yeah. I don't even care what the hell you about to say. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You going to do it no matter what, huh? All right, fuck it. Let me go down to like about 10,000. Let me change it up and go to 10. If a man offer you 10,000,
I need to know what you got.
You don't know. But he said, I'll put on a rubber. Would you do it?
He got a rubber?
You got a rubber on.
I don't know.
Is he going to get a couple rubbers on or just one?
Nope. He just got one. He got one rubber in his hand. He got a rubber in his right hand. He got 10 G's in his left hand. And he said,
no.
We're going
to
do this on
one. It might cost more than $10,000 to get me, you know.
No, my life's more important.
So all y'all say no, but Janine, you say you'll do it for me.
Yeah, but you said $10,000 and he wearing a condom.
Yeah, but you don't know what he got.
What you mean I don't know what he got? Oh, you said he got. He may have something.
He might have.
Yeah,
have
and you don't. He's got something, but you don't know what he's got.
Would you fuck him for $10,000? And he needs a rubber.
I have to discuss that with my man first.
What your man got to do with it?
I would discuss it with my man first.
You gonna tell your man, the man offered me $10,000 to fuck him, but he might have a disease.
Yeah.
And what you think your man gonna say?
I don't know what he would say.
You don't know what he gonna say?
He probably would say no. I don't know. I can't speak for him.
I'm pretty sure he gonna say no.
I don't know. You know, people do things for money.
That's what I'm saying. So you saying you wouldn't do it? For no amount of money. Butter or candy? Would either
no
one
amount,
do it for
no
amount of money?
No.
You wouldn't do it for no money, neither?
No. If I don't know what you got, then I can't put my... I got two kids to take care of. That condom might bust.
No, they...
Sunshine, what about you?
I like those.
I don't know what you got.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
What's in the background?
We got a...
Biz, you back with us?
2674.
Oh, yeah, I'm back.
All right, Biz, question. Would you speak with a woman for $10,000 knowing she got a disease?
No, not $10,000. That ain't no money. That's chump change.
But you can wear rubber.
Right, but that still ain't enough money. You said $10,000, right? You didn't say $10 million.
$10 million, I'm pretty sure everybody
take that chance. Right, right. You got to put some money out there to take care of those. But what kind of disease you talking about? What I'm going to catch? You might need $10,000 trying to get rid of it.
Amen.
No,
that's what I just said.
It's 50-50. You might catch something, then you might not.
Oh, you can't take a chance, man.
That's why you're playing with
life.
Oh, but for $10 million, you might get, but not for $10,000. That ain't enough paper.
I agree.
You agree too, dog? You wouldn't do it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I can make that in work. Hold on.
That's where I'm coming from.
Found it.
Oh, did I?
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, now. Hold on, now.
I got you, man.
Oh, okay. Now, check this out, man. It's Sunshine.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, baby?
Nothing.
All right, now, check this out. We've been sitting here networking and politics, and we've been sitting there talking shit and all that. And we've been hollering that shit about Sweetest Day and all that. But all bullshit aside, what's the plans for Saturday?
What's the plan?
Yeah, what's the plans for Saturday?
That's Sweetest Day.
Yeah.
Oh, it depends on how he's working.
Oh, you know what? Hey, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. But take this out. I just got to throw this out there. Everybody in the G, next Thursday, my boy Big, he's throwing the party at the Link Bar. He's throwing the party at the Link Bar. It's the one-year anniversary of the Big and Dre show. So they throwing the party. You know what I'm saying? They doing it big. Hey, Big.
Yo, no doubt.
Let them know what's going on, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Next Thursday, man, we throwing a party at the Link. Like I said, it's our one-year anniversary show thing, man, so it's going to go down, man. They're going to have drink specials, man. It's going to be big time, man. We're going to talk. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. So if everybody, if you ain't working up, well, you can come out and hang for a minute, come out and hang.
All right, that's what's up. I tell you that, man. You know your boy's gonna be there. I got a jump from the Sand City, so you know we gonna be there.
That's what's up.
So who coming with? Janine, you coming? You coming to Gary? You coming with me?
Where's the Link Bar at?
What is it? 7th, 8th of Broadway?
7th.
What is 7th
Broadway? It's right next to the Masons building.
Right, it's the old, it's where they used to do that that lodge shit at. It's a 725 Broadway.
And you said Thursday?
Yeah, next Thursday.
Next week,
yeah, I might come through.
That's what's up.
Okay. What's up, man? Simon, you with me, dog?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
hey,
what's
man.
Up, dog?
Hey, give me some music, man. I'm feeling a little tense right now. I need to relax a little bit, man. And me and Butter been on a collision course tonight. Butter, you still good, baby?
I'm trying to. I need some.
Give us a song, man, because me and Butter been on a collision course tonight, and that ain't normally being her. We usually be down for whatever, but we've been on a collision course tonight. So give us something. Give us something real mellow, man.
Something mellow?
Yeah, something real mellow. Something's
really
gonna get us in the mood.
I ain't really got nothing mellow for tonight, man. So get this one.
Well, give us something gonna get us in the mood.
Yeah. I want my ass smacked. Legs wide. Front and back.
Man, I'm a pop my trunk. You ain't seen no chicks like mine. You ain't seen no flicks like mine.
me that you like it raw. Tell me that my dick is
raw.
I might make you famous and buy you watches by Marie. Tell me if it's new or old. Tell me if it's hot or cold. Let me know if it's black and bold. Say Ludacris, 6 million souls. See, I ain't got no time for games. And I ain't got no time for lame. How you loving my southern slang? Ooh-ee, wada wada bing bang. So anytime you need me, call. Winter, summer, spring or fall. It doesn't matter, come one, come all. Either get dropped or drop them draws.
When we get down, man. Nah, cause
But I don't think you quite told us exactly how we get down here. You know, anything goes in Sin City.
I tried
everything goes here, too.
Yeah,
everything goes down here.
Yeah. I tried to break it down to her. I think she comprehended what I was saying, but, you know, I might have to bring her in the room with us and, you know, see if she going to run or not.
I mean, we ain't even down with Menage a Trois no more. We have foursomes and up now.
Orgies.
We have foursomes and up now.
I was just bullshitting. And you know this, man.
Who was just bullshitting?
My bad, dude. Technical difficulties, man.
Who was bullshitting?
Ain't
no
bullshitting going on around her. This that real real. This that real real deal.
Hey. Yeah,
that's that real shit. We don't play no
my
bullshit
shit
around here.
Jumping.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
we coming
you,
and we coming
I,
hard.
I don't be bullshitting because when I get in, I'm going to tell you.
I with pussy.
That's what I'm talking about. Stand me up like a presso and handle your business.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about last night. Yeah, y'all was talking good about that pretzel shit. Y'all was talking good about that pretzel shit. Now, Janina, I'm not leaving y'all because I still remember what you said. You might not can do the pretzel thing, but I heard you're flexible.
Yes, I am.
And you think I forgot?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't forgot at all. So now you running with the big dogs, not Candy. Can you run with the big dogs, or you got to stay on the porch?
I can run.
No, I know. There's a lot of stuff you said you wasn't going to do.
Until I start feeling on them legs and rubbing on that booty. And...
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Hold on.
You know how to start it all.
I can get it ready.
Okay. Hold on here. I'm just curious. Father Time.
Yo.
We for the kickback tonight. We got a couple of minutes left, so we on kickback, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's that butter.
Mm-hmm.
Today. Butter today. Hey. We're going to do something that we ain't did in a while.
Okay.
We're going to let y'all run this show. We're going to let y'all put Candy up on Sand City.
Okay.
All right, now, Butter. I want to hear it the Butter way. I don't want to hear the PG version. I want to hear the Triple X version. Now.
Yeah, we're going to get you naked, tied up on the headboard. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
We got our toppings and all that. You want to be blindfolded?
Don't matter to me.
I mean, you know, you might be a little bit nervous. I don't know.
No.
Okay. Janine done came in the room. She butt naked. And she got that mouth, that hairpiece that just, makes you.
Damn!
Mm-hmm. So what would you like? We're going to ask you what would you like.
Whatever.
Now, hold on. And once again, just for the sake of the show, Kaz got to join in, and I got to let you know. I told you this yesterday, Candy, and I'm gonna tell you again today.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
And I got to let you know.
I'm
going to
pull it out for you and let you taste it. Open your mouth.
And you know my next question.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
You ready? Open your mouth. I'm gonna pull it. I'm gonna pull it out for you and hold it for you. And you just open your mouth, and I'll direct it on in now. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. How far can you let it go in your back of your throat? Because I don't want to choke you. I don't want you to start gagging and throwing up or nothing.
You never gag.
Mm-mm. You can't do that. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I love this show.
So, you going to get scared if somebody climb up on top of you and try to sit on your face?
No.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm ready. Ready, Janine?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Mm. Who else coming in the room? Toy?
Yeah.
Who got the camera?
What?
By the time, say, he keeps the camera, so.
Yeah, he's the cameraman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we got the designated cameraman now.
I'm saying, but do you want to join in by the time you want me to hold the camera while you join in for a second?
I'm down.
All right.
We could just put the stand the video camera up, you know.
Yeah, get
we
a stand.
So.
Ain't nobody got to hold the camera.
Exactly.
And my nipples are real hard right now, so go ahead and let go on them.
When's this all supposed to take place? A big party?
He got us set up in VIP. We can jump it off.
I'm playing a little music to get y'all in the mood now.
Right, I heard that in the background.
All right, now, where we at?
It depends.
I'm looking on Butter's nipple.
I still can't wait till Janine get out that car.
I'm saying, is she going to get out to the car before the show is over, though? Because I'm ready right now. You feel me playing with it, Janine?
Oh, it's nice and juicy and wet.
I know.
And I'm ready to put my face in somebody's pussy.
My legs wide open right now, baby.
Are you wet?
Soaking.
Is the juices flowing?
Soaking.
You want me to suck on a clit, or you want me to lick it up and down?
Both. Multitasking, handle all that.
With my hand rubbing on your breast, pulling at your nipples.
Yeah. This is the best sex I've ever had. That's my ass, Ted. Candy getting big right now.
Oh, she getting big.
Yeah.
No, I ain't getting no big.
You ain't getting big.
No.
You don't want the
I'm
big.
I'm playing with you, boo.
Yeah, you playing with me while he got you bent over.
Oh, well, hell, someone else joined in. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we all joined in. We all in the room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's do this now.
Yeah.
Can't
you
get
going in the back? You don't mind us pulling on your hair? Because she got long, beautiful hair now. Long, beautiful hair.
I love my hair pulled.
Oh, yeah. I love the pull hair. You don't want me pulling your hair, Janine?
Oh, I love my hair pulled. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love it yanked back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You're doing a real good job, Janine.
I am good with my mouth.
I know, I see. I got my leg shaking right now. My father's time.
We all
right
on the
here.
Name, huh?
Right here.
Kansas is giving it to you. I don't know what kind of time is at.
Oh. Why ain't he joining yet?
I'm watching right now.
Are you watching?
I'm watching right now.
A little nervous?
I ain't quite there yet.
I'm ready to suck some D now. I gotta have some
Down
my throat.
Yeah, Pass has arrived.
Wait a minute, you ain't arrived. You was in candy already. What do you mean you have arrived?
You know what? Let me shut up. Let me kick back and relax.
Yeah, you was in candy. You pull it out of candy. And ain't ready to have the rest.
Oh, I love it like when I'm on my knees and you just force the dick down my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like he is the king.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm done watching that.
So
I'm ready to face fuck somebody.
Okay.
I got
yeah.
you.
Well, Candy ready to go ahead and show you what her throat muscles can do.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So my boy moved on over, right?
Now he moved over. He getting head from Janine and I'm freaking both of them while they giving y'all head.
Mm-hmm.
Where Sunshine at?
Sunshine left the building.
Where Toy at?
It's just us now.
Okay.
You know what? See, they wasn't down, so
I kicked that country ass to the curb.
All right.
On to the curb.
Well, I'm trying to make somebody squirt. I'm trying to help make somebody squirt. Who gonna squirt for me tonight?
I think I do a lot of squirting.
Yeah, and I can make you squirt.
Really?
I can make you squirt. Yes, I can.
I want to squirt.
I can make you squirt too, boo. I can multitask. Please believe me. I
know you can, boo.
Yes. Get it ready, baby. Get it ready.
Y'all like squirters, boys?
Love them.
Don't bother me. That's a nice little. We need to incorporate that into the show every week.
So y'all got part time digging his hand right about now. Goddamn, we only got 6 minutes left. This is some bullshit. You motherfuckers gonna start this shit. It's only 6 minutes left. No,
Hold on, dog. I'm going to get the petroleum right now, dog. Hold on. Y'all got that shit up.
I can make you come in less than 5 minutes. I can catch it. I can make you come real fast.
Cut the song back on, man. Yeah, man. I got 6 minutes, man.
If you're
in
your
way, 16, you show it. Let me see you get your hands in the ass.
Let's
yeah.
go.
16, you know it. Let me see you show it. Like
I got one leg behind my head. Who coming for it? Who ready for it? Because I'm putting my legs behind my head. Or do you want me to stand up? And back and do a back bend. Want me to stand up and do a back bend while you get it?
Jesus, you can do that. It's all gravy, baby.
Yeah. I can do it all. I'm double jointed.
Right. Is that right?
And what Felicia said, I'm triple jointed. Yeah, I can handle it all. So I'm doing a back bend and somebody's sitting on my face while you giving it to me. Yeah.
That sounds nice. Can you really do that?
Yes, sir. Please believe me when I say I can moves to the rhythm. Please believe me.
Is that right? All right, well, it sounds like Janine want to join
us. She been joined in. What's the name?
Oh, I thought they were taking a break.
No, ain't nobody taking a break.
Ain't no break.
Ain't
oh, I thought somebody was changing the tape.
You know, I thought you was in the pussy.
Yeah.
Don't you feel me rubbing on your back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Taz and then been candy over. He pulling a ponytail and beating me up from the back. Sucking on my nipples. Yeah.
Is that right?
I am just like ready to explode, but I'ma hold back and I'ma bust when you bust. You ready?
I was born ready.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yeah, I like a room full of people that's ready to do what this do.
So while you giving me head, Janine must be like tingling my balls, right?
I don't jingle balls, I lick balls.
There you go.
Tingling, baby, not jingling.
I lick them and suck them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I ain't never had a passion mark on my balls before. Can you make that happen?
Whatever you like. If that's what you like, I will do it for you.
How does it feel, Candy? How does it feel?
Feels lovely.
Yeah. You loving the way Cass bringing it to you?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Bring it, Daddy.
That's
well, y'all cool. Women are out this world. I swear.
Hey, this is a weird thing.
Hey, in the words of Kevin Hart, y'all are something else. Y'all are something else.
So am I ready or what?
Yeah, you ready. You ready.
It seems like you ready.
Yeah.
My R. Kelly
seems
voice.
Like you ready.
Hey.
Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what? Nah, you know what? I need to holler at y'all because just on this note, I want to do something. I want to do something different. Mm-hmm. I want to do a live Cast Chronicle.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Okay.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to work out the little details. We're going to work out all the details. We're going to do a live Cast Chronicle.
You know,
cool
I'm
with
ready.
Everybody.
I'm ready
yep.
whenever.
I'm ready.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Well, Tama, we're going to work the kinks out of this one, and we're going to get that one on the pop.
Come on, dog. You know, I'm ready to produce okay. some shit, like some live shit.
Yeah.
All right, now, don't forget. My boy say that motherfucker movie coming.
I forgot to check it today to see if he put it.
No, it's not on yet. I'm having some
technical difficulties.
Just a little bit. I'm trying to transfer. I got to convert some shit in order to put it on there. So that's where I'm at.
Just don't come saying that the shit got erased. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
No, I'm gonna put the motherfucker on there.
Oh, okay.
That's coming from me.
All right.
Okay.
So check this out. We're coming down the last minutes of the show. So,
I got
Janine, a smoke last...
cigarette.
Janine, any last words tonight, baby?
Oh, it was very nice, productive show.
Mm.
Got my stuff all wet, just leaking.
It tastes so good. It tastes so good. I'm licking my fingers right now.
Oh, yes, it is nice and tasty. I'm tasting it right now, too. It is my pussy.
Okay. About any last words? Other than Sandy, any last words for the night, brother?
I'm just sitting back enjoying my cigarette.
Oh,
she done bust. She's ready for round two.
Mm-hmm. Sandy, you enjoy that cigarette. And Sandy,
yeah.
Baby, we ain't seen you on sincity.spruce.com yet, baby. What's the problem? What's the hold up?
I'm going to get it. I'll get to it. I am on Facebook, though.
Okay.
Until then.
All right, man. Hold on.
Get it in. I'm listening.
Work it, baby.
Yes. Work that.
You know what time? Fuck your last words. We just gonna play off this right now.
Oh.
No, play it, baby.
Get it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Let me lick that.
Oh, baby.
Let me lick that. Move your hand out the way.
Let me lick it, too.
You got two tongues on your pussy. How that feel?
Vibrating the hell out that motherfucker.
Yeah. Yes, baby.
Yes. Get it, girl.
Well, we're going to go out with a bang tonight.
We sure are.
Damn. Yeah. You coming for me,
yeah,
baby? You coming for me?
Come on, baby. Yeah, baby, come on.
Yeah. Oh, it tastes so good. Come all in my mouth, baby. Come all in my mouth.
Yes, baby.
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
Squirting.
Oh, yeah.
It's squirting.
Let it go.
That's what I'm talking about.
I need everybody to inbox me. Let me know what everybody doing this weekend. Or a sweetest day.
I might be out there.
Everybody inbox your boy. Let's get it in for sweetest day. You agree, Tama?
He busting right now.
Time on his control. And then don't worry about it, brother.
He busting.
What? What you say?
He busting right now. He busting right now.
All right, y'all. We the widow, man. We gonna get with y'all next week. But like I said, whatever y'all doing this weekend, holler at your boy. Hit me on the inbox. Let us know. Peace.
All right now.